Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
But some Democrats want the old Twitter back. So does the European Union, who has now threatened to ban Twitter if Elon Musk does not follow a checklist of rules and stop what they consider an arbitrary approach to reinstating banned users. Senator Elizabeth Warren also has a problem with how things are being run at Twitter HQ with Musk in charge.
Elon Musk is doing just fine.
But do you think that users have a right to freedom of speech, even if what they're saying is wrong or offensive?
I think that one human being should not decide how millions of people communicate with each other. One human being should not be able to go into a dark room by himself and decide, oh, that person gets heard from, that person doesn't.
Right, Senator Warren. You mean like how Facebook, Instagram, YouTube operate? Those platforms that still censor for your party, the ones you're not upset about, they do the same thing. I swear liberals are the most unself-aware people on the planet. The radio station I work for, 106.3 WORD, we got suspended a few weeks ago from YouTube, which I guess Senator Warren would be thrilled with.
Elon Musk's approach to Twitter has been to say everyone is now welcome under the banner of freedom of speech. And that is what Warren is concerned about. That's what she's describing as nefarious.
Bingo. But you know what the best part about that clip is? And I can't show it to you because this is a podcast. Elizabeth Warren's body language. It's barely contained rage. At first, she runs from the Fox News reporter, gaffes her off, refuses to answer her question. But you can see her body. She's so enraged at the idea that Elon Musk would let those who would criticize her and her party have freedom. So she stops and turns around and loses it. That's not what you look like when you're winning. And they're not. Folks, if there's one text I get from you, one email, it's this. We've lost. I give up. We're losing. We can't win. This drives me bonkers. You can't lose if you don't fight. We've never fought. We haven't even yet fought these people. Losing is what happens when you fight and things don't go well. We haven't even tried fighting yet. Elon Musk has only begun to fight. That's what it looks like when you fight. And it's inspiring people the world over because it's so rare that anyone fights our profoundly corrupt elites. The barely contained rage in Elizabeth Warren's posture is a win. So's Tim Cook turning tail and inviting Elon Musk to the Apple headquarters. And then Musk tweeting that the whole thing was just, you know, a misunderstanding. Tim Cook never meant to take us out of that silly app store. Oh, damn Skippy he did. It's just the optics got so bad for him. The side-by-side twin stories, and they were horrific, of the slaves that the Chinese government forces not just to work in the Apple plant, but to live in the Apple plant. They're not allowed to leave, y'all. Risk their lives to step outside to participate in the protest. Got beaten on the street. The video images of that are out now. They were playing them on Fox News this morning. It's horrific. And Apple doesn't condemn that. And then we find out that Apple pulled the communications device that they were using to talk to each other to organize. They shut it down, leaving them at the mercy of the brutal, murderous Chinese government. And that literally simultaneously while Apple was doing that, they're planning to censor us here too in America, making threats about Elon Musk better censor or we're kicking him out of the App Store. Such a bad look for Apple that Elon Musk was given the personal tour by Tim Cook of the Apple headquarters and a mea culpa like, oh, me, no, I would never take you out of the App Store. Cha-ching. That's what winning looks like. It only takes one man. You're seeing a glimpse of that today. This is amazing what has happened today because we just learned something big. As much as these tech titans are thugs, they're also victims. They don't want to censor. I keep saying that. Think about it. Before Donald Trump showed up, he was able to do what? Win using YouTube, win using social media. He beat Hillary in clicks, in views in that 2016 election, 10 to 1. People were able back then to watch his rallies on YouTube, and they did in amazing numbers. And guess what? Nobody censored. It wasn't until the Democrat Party's thuggery. Everyone was afraid to buck them. It just took one guy to do it. And then have you seen what happened? So you've got Tim Cook backing down and Elon Musk tweeting, oh, Tim Cook says it was all a misunderstanding. It wasn't any misunderstanding. This is a horrible corporate look for Apple. This and the China thing ripped the mask right off. This was going to hurt sales bigly. In the last 48 hours, the CEO of Spotify has piled on, talking about Apple's thuggery, backing Musk up. The co-CEO of Netflix has come out. Netflix, y'all. Its co-founder and CEO Reed Hastings praised Musk as the bravest, most creative person on the planet and says he's just trying to help the world. Even creepy Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg piled on, criticizing Apple when asked about Twitter being kicked out of the App Store potentially. Why are these people walking backwards? Well, strength wins. People want to be on the side of a winner, not a creepy authoritarian regime. But like every other human on the planet, most of them are afraid to stand alone. That's the scariest thing. But now that Musk is doing what they've always wanted to do, they're hopping on too. The momentum is with us. In the last 24 hours, even the UK has ditched its creepy plan to force Twitter and Facebook and others to either censor tightly or be kicked out of the country. It announced suddenly that it's watering down its online safety bill. Why? Because Musk and free speech are pulling well, and creepy totalitarianism, it's not. Why didn't this happen before if creepy totalitarianism is so unpopular? Because nobody was standing up to it. And also because of this. One of the most effective things Musk has done to protect himself has been to promise and build up the release of the internal communications between Twitter and world governments about the censorship of the Hunter Biden laptop story. See, the way that had been presented before, remember when Mark Zuckerberg went on Joe Rogan? Was that it was all kind of a whoopsie. An oopsie daisy. And, you know, Zuckerberg pinned it on the FBI. Oh, look, you know, they told me Russia collusion, me, whatever was I to do but to censor the New York Post turns out to be true Hunter Biden laptop story. So everybody's kind of acted like, well, we just didn't know. And so we had to censor. We just can't know. Well, Elon Musk torpedoed that this week when he said he's releasing this because Twitter, quote, has interfered in elections, unquote. That's a very different thing from an oopsie. As in, oopsie, we really thought the Hunter Biden laptop wasn't real.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now the GOP is demanding from Musk Twitter's communications with the DNC and the federal government. We've already gotten a window into how that'll look from The Intercept. Devastating. Including at Facebook, a backdoor where the DNC, which is the ruling body of the Democrat Party, the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security, the Treasury, the NAACP could just go in and delete posts or mark them for deletion. That back door was at Facebook, remember? But I guarantee you they got one at Twitter too. Even Yoel Roth, the former head censor and chief fascist thug at Twitter, who quit in protest when Elon bought it, is now saying he has no right to judge how Musk is running things now. And he took to the microphone as fast as he could to say it was an oopsie. Gosh darn, I thought it was real when I censored it. Now he says it was a mistake. That's a totally different tone than he took when he did a media tour, screaming Nazi because he didn't like that Musk was going to let everyone have free speech.
Yoel Roth, Twitter's head of trust and safety until he quit earlier this month, has admitted censoring the Hunter Biden laptop posts was a mistake.
Didn't know what to believe. We didn't know what was true. There was smoke. And ultimately for me, it didn't reach a place where I was comfortable removing this content from Twitter. But it set off every single one of my finely tuned APT28 hack and leak campaign alarm
bells. Right, so it looked, but so it was a mistake.
In my opinion, yes.
Folks, this couldn't have come at a more critical time because a shocking and unbelievable thing is scheduled to happen in January. An Iron Curtain is scheduled to go down around the EU. If you lived through the Cold War, like I did, you still remember it. You felt so bad for those people. They didn't know what was going on in the outside world. We called it the Iron Curtain, and it surrounded Russia. There's one like that around China now. They don't get to see the regular internet. They don't get to see debates. Well, they are going to drop a curtain like that around the EU. I never thought I'd see this happen in a Western country, much less a Western bloc in my lifetime. But it's scheduled to happen. And right now, the EU's commissioner is threatening still to implement the Digital Services Act. In fact, he just attacked Musk again, saying, look, if you don't censor, if you don't keep those banned accounts that you just reinstated, he wants them re-banned. If you don't implement the narrative on Twitter and allow us to monitor you every day round the clock with an audit team to make sure you're censoring to a level we approve of, we'll ban you right out of the EU. And before that, there'll be multiple fines equal to 6% of your EU revenues, not profits, revenues. So look, I've been warning about this for a year now, that this was the backhanded way the elites intended to get a world censorship regime on American citizens. Because right now, I mean, you look at Twitter accounts and Facebook accounts, people from all over the world are posting and commenting on each other's accounts. And you lose that European market. I mean, Musk is already losing $4 million a day. So I've been talking about this as an absolute disaster. So they're hoping that Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and all those will just adopt the European censorship so that Europeans can just come and go and they won't lose those markets. It was going to be a real pickle. Look, it might still happen for the EU in January. They've doubled down. But again, that's why it's such good news that the UK just ditched its plan to censor legal speech. All of a sudden, ditched the online safety bill. Because remember, the UK left the EU. So this was a companion bill so they could get the digital curtain around all of Europe. Now it'll only be in the EU. But this ditching of this by the UK puts a lot of pressure on the EU. So already Elon Musk might be saving the world from a USSR style of tyranny that literally is scheduled for January. I don't know. I don't want to call it too early, but what I do want to do in this podcast is to show you what can happen when just one person talks about fighting. He hasn't even actually done the fighting yet. One person just talks about seriously fighting back. Yes, he's a billionaire, but he's also just one tech titan among dozens. And this is all it takes, somebody to put their head up in the line of fire and go, no, sorry, no more. Because up until now, here's what's been happening. The Republicans have been silent as their voters got censored and run over. The Republican leadership has, for the most part. But the Democrats were the opposite. They could call up Zuckerberg and say, hey, you know what? We could break up your company. We could regulate you. Or you could just censor this list of topics for us. So they did. But with Elon Musk in the market going, no, no, no. Free speech platform. Come on, everybody. Criticize your government. Criticize Pakistan and Indonesia. Everyone, everywhere. Now they got a problem because all these other tech titans who want to compete with him and have some people on their platform are going to the Democrats. Holy crap, I'd love to censor for you. This is what'll happen anyway if we keep going down this road. Geez, I'd love to censor for you, but I can't compete. No one's going to be on my platform to censor for you. I'm sorry, I can't anymore. And that's why Zuckerberg came out and went after Tim Cook for his business practices. It was a shot across the bow. He's not going so far yet as to say, oh, hey, I'm going to allow free speech back on my platform like I did up until 2016. And again, folks, I keep saying that is their natural state. That's what they were doing before the Democrats got involved. Zuckerberg didn't start doing this by himself. And understand this one thing. If we have just one true world forum where truth is allowed, all media types are allowed to compete head on for clicks and likes, the ones that will win are the ones that get it right. The ones that have truth on their side, that doggedly pursue it and rack up a record of getting it first. Everyone's going to go there to want to know what's going on. People are naturally curious. Whoever does that will win in the marketplace of ideas, and others will be blown away. And the left knows that. Their empire is an empire of lies. It will crumble on its foundation of sand under the glare of the spotlight, and they know it. That's why Elizabeth Warren's body language was what it was. That is not the body language of a confident person who's winning. That's the body language of an enraged liar who's losing. It's not over, but this is a good start, and this is what it looks like when you fight. This is what can happen in just 48 hours when you fight.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.